Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today I have Lynn Stein. She's a parent and expert. And the founder CEO, Diva Stern, who is the CEO of Diva Moms. We're going to talk about discipline or abuse. So if we can just dive straight into it. I know you're short for time today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Yes, I am the founder of Divalicious Moms, which is divamoms.com. We are a lifestyle company for all fabulous moms out there listening, and everybody should go to the website and join. This morning we're going to discuss the differences really truly behind, you know, good parenting and that crossing the line of abuse. And there is definitely a fine line between the two. Well, obviously, there's more than that. But, you know, it's very important for children and discipline. It's very important for children to understand what is discipline. And it's very important for parents to also understand what is discipline, how to discipline correctly, and then crossing the line over to what is abuse. And abuse is not acceptable.
Kind of those, you know, some people have children that they really can't control. Kind of give us an idea on how, before you cross that boundary, what should a person do really to kind of settle the kid down?
Well, the first thing that a parent really needs to do is, you know, as I've said before, children, especially boys, they have a lot of energy. So the first thing that a parent really needs to do is really understand their child's needs and wants. And from there, you know, if you have a child that just runs around all the time, well, maybe then, you know, after exploring and taking your child outside to play and putting the child into different sports activities and still not helping and having them do exercises with you at home and waking up in the morning and doing exercises and dancing, and if any of this is not working, then maybe you can take your child to a doctor. You know, there are doctors, there are teachers, there are specialists out there today for parents to talk to, and that's why they're there. So before, you know, going to extreme measures and crossing that line of abuse, which is the last thing that any parent wants to do, you need to actually take a step back, really figure out what your child needs, and go see a specialist. That's why they're there.
Wow. With your experience and your advice of talking to parents with toddlers and then, you know, talking to the preschooler and then going to that elementary, you know, you have different phases in life. Phases, for example, when they end four-year-old, when they're, you know, fourth, meet third grade, and, you know, we have these benchmarks in education that they're starting to grow and their behaviors start to change. What advice will you, you know, you can go to your counselor, but you get to a point, you get to a third grade, the attitudes really, really start to change. Sometimes a counselor can work on it. Sometimes the counselors are not really successful.
But I also believe that the parents, it's the parents' responsibility as a parent to really start to, before it gets to third grade where things are out of control with your child, you know, to really, I believe in early intervention and early behavioral therapies, and to start really young so that if you are noticing that there's something wrong, or you are noticing that there's something not within the norm of what, you know, the book say or what, you know, the expectations are, you need to, as a parent, seek out help at a young age so that hopefully it doesn't get to that point.
Okay. I guess in dealing with corporal punishment in the schools, some schools have it, some schools don't. What's your opinion regarding corporal punishment?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, when again, dealing with corporal punishment in the school setting, some schools still have it, some schools don't. Do you think that as a form of abuse, that's teaching their children to do something?
I'm not familiar with that. Can you explain that to me?
Well, you know, in the old days, they used to discipline your children, paddling.
I'm against anything that has to do with hitting, with paddling. Children should not be hit. Children should not be paddled. Children should not, especially in school, by anybody in school. I mean, I live here in New York City, and that does not happen here in the city. We don't even, that's why I'm not familiar with it at all.
Yeah, it used to be until the lawsuit came out, I think in '80 or '79, then there was a document out of how to handle that. And I think during that time, then they started pulling out of schools. Before then, it was pretty a common practice. Usually the teacher, or they send it to the principal or the vice principal. That's part of his responsibility or her responsibility, and paddling the kids. And now they had to get permission if that's going to happen at all. But it was a common practice really up to 80, to the early 80s, and then you had to get a waiver from the parent if they're going to do that or not.
But so I know that here in New York City, that's not a practice that's done at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I guess, close, because I know you have to go. Any other advice that you would give parents dealing with how to control their children? Get them counseling, I think, one thing you mentioned. Any other tips you can offer them?
Sure. So I also think that if it comes to parenting and, you know, really understanding your children's expectations, and before even getting to the counseling, maybe it's about, you know, reading books further. Always, I believe, in educating. So educating yourself.
Okay.
You know, today, thank goodness, we have so many resources. Parents can go online. Yes, sometimes they get very overwhelmed. There is so much information online. But really, you know, also talk to other parents. Talk to the teachers. Talk to different experts. Talk to your friends. Don't feel alone in this, because many parents are going through this as well. And know that there is a community out there of people to talk to that will hopefully be able to guide you in the right direction.
Any books that you recommend that they can read? I mean, of course, we want to bring them to your slide, but any books that stand out that you're familiar with?
You know, off the top of my head, I don't have any books that I recommend. I mean, there are so many. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books that I do recommend. So if a mom actually, you know, and there's a top 20 list that I have. So if moms want to write to me, they can write into me, and I can email them my list of my top 20 books that I highly recommend.
Perfect. And what's your website address?
Sure, it's divamoms.com, www.divamoms.com. So if there are any moms that are listening and that have any questions and need any recommendations on the top 20 books, I would be more than happy to email them my list to you.
Okay. And do you have an email address as well? That would be on the website?
It's all on the website, yeah.
Okay, great. So one thing you say you need to learn your child. Second thing, besides learning your child, you know, if they do have behavior, go to experts like a psychiatrist or to other parents, and they have book resources, and you should never physically...
Never feel alone. And never, ever physically harm your child, ever.
Great. Anything, last words you want to leave us with?
Have a great day and enjoy your children, because they are the most beautiful, special children. And, yes, they all from time to time will act out. But, however, know that they're just children.
Great. Perfect. I really appreciate it, Liz. Thank
sure.
you so much.
Thank you. Have
okay.
a great day.
Have
Bye-bye.
A great day. Take care. Bye-bye. Again, that was Liz Stern. She's with divamoms.com. Out of New York City. She's the CEO founder of that organization. It's a New York premier network that influenced over 380,000 women. I will post this question on these comments from this show on our page and on blog.applecapitalgroup. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to her, or you can look at the blog.applecapitalgroup webpage, and it has some of the information and transcripts from the show. Guys, ladies, and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the program today. I appreciate it. And you can download this episode on iTunes or on Blog Talk Network. Take care. Everybody have a good day. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.